in regard to the halakhot surrounding the law of tevilat kelim in a mikveh. Halakha says that when one goes to dip kelim in a mikveh, preferably he should hold the keli in his right hand, like we're doing the mitzvot always in the right hand, while making the beracha. Preferably also the beracha should be made while standing. The Hachamim gave a remez that when you do berachot of mitzvot, it should be standing. They said the pasuk, Atzat Hashem le'olam ta'amot. And they gave it the rasha, Atzat l'shetevot eruv sisi tefilin. Le'olam lulav omer levana and mila. Atzat Hashem le'olam ta'amot. Should stand. Therefore, but to be that kelim also, it's preferably to stand. Even though if one sits, it's not a problem, because since there's no real obligation in the sense that you're dipping. If you have a vessel, you have to dip it, but there's no obligation to go get a vessel and go dip it. So therefore, if one sat during the beracha, it's not a problem. If you're dipping one vessel, the beracha is al tevilat kelim. You're dipping more than one vessel, it's al tevilat kelim. However, if one made a mistake, instead of kelim, he said keli, or instead of keli, he said kelim, he's yotze. A person should not talk after the beracha until he dips all the vessels that he plans, not only one or two. He shouldn't talk like a ta'ila from the beginning of the process to the end of the process. However, if he spoke of things that are related to the tevila. For example, he's in the mikveh and he tells them, bring me the other keli, or bring me the scraper to scrape off the label. Something that's related to the tevila, he does not have to make another beracha. However, if he made the beracha, and then he interrupted before he dipped the keli to something not related to the tevila, he must go back and make another beracha. Halakha says, he should hold the keli lightly, in order that the water should be able to touch all the parts of the keli. The Hachamim gave a good etzah to dip your hands in the mikveh first, in order to wet them, so they have the water on your hand. Now you can hold the keli, not tightly, but ahizab benuni. Mediocre grip, hold it like that, and you do not have to be concerned, because the water on your hands already is touching the keli. For that matter, you don't have to dip your hands in the mikveh water. Halakha says you can dip your hands in the sink water, as long as they're wet from water. Once that water touches the mikveh water, it becomes mikveh water through hashaka. And therefore, you can do it that way. Some people we see when they have a lot of vessels, for example, silverware and things like that, they like to put it in a basket, which is permissible according to the halakha, a basket that has holes in it. They stick them all in there and they place it in. However, halakha writes that when one is using a basket, one should not place kelim on top of each other. You should only place kelim next to each other, as opposed to throwing in 50 or 60 spoons and forks, and they're all lined on top of each other, because we suspect that maybe the kelim are on top of each other, and the weight of the kelim is not going to let the water pass in between, and you're not going to have a good mikveh. So in that case, we say you could use the baskets, but line up the vessels straight across so they're not on top of each other, and dip them in that fashion.